Beyond presents Fragments. Judith by Cornelius Skoniaz. Good title. So, this is the opening of a play. The play is written sometime between 1595 and 1625, which is quite a dating range. Some people like 1595. Wiggins's catalogue likes somewhere around 1603, depending on how soon after the appearance of the source text in England, which is mentioned in the prologue, this play appears. The play follows the biblical tale of Judith and Holofernes. It's described as a comedy, and that raises all sorts of questions about genre and tone, because comedy doesn't automatically mean ha-ha-ha funny, though by the end of the 16th century that is increasingly where it is going. Genres are splitting and diversifying, and it is an important signifier of what the entertainment you are seeing and investing your time and or money on is. The tone and writing style of the fragment does suggest that it could be quite silly, or at least it does at first glance. We'll come back to this in a moment. The prologue is very rambly, which could be a joke in itself. But it's not exactly a cheerful story, so how does it end lightly and with humour? Or is it just a comedy in that inverted commas, good guys win at the end kind of way? I'm feeling John Bale-style vibes to this definition of comedy. I should mention also the text is very untidy. It isn't really punctuated in our version, and the syntax is quite slippery. And I pretty much just threw it at the performers with little to no prep, so what you're getting is probably not perfect. But it gives you an idea of the shape of the surviving text. So it opens with a prologue who talks about the nature of comedy.
O ye most worshipful and gentle citizens, all hail unto you, whosoever of you came hither to see these pleasant and joyful comedies held, on which I will not stay you here with any long speech. But whatsoever we are about to do, we will declare unto you, a comedy being in presence with few words. But who is he which made this comedy? It is one Skoniaz, a master of our school.
Ah, so we get a playwright. Cornelius Skoniaz was a Dutch writer who produced a number of biblically inspired dramas in Latin. This is one of them. This text is possibly translated by a chap called Henry Evans. It's perhaps an exercise in translating the original Latin text. So the reference here to Skoniaz as a master at the school is presumably from the original text as performed in Haarlem near Amsterdam. It may never have been performed in English, as this translation is incomplete. It looks like someone started it, possibly as an exercise, and then never finished it. Anyway, our schoolmaster type continues.
For he purposed to show this industry unto you afore this time, now he declareth an other comedy. It is not vain, but also holy and godly, taken out of the Holy Bible. And what vacante soever he had, the scholars being absent, he willingly applied on all that time unto this study. And he thinketh his labour not to be unprofitable unto himself, not unto you unacceptable, if you would dedicate your minds either unto divine learning or unto politic arts. For even as he confesseth his comedy to be far differing from the style and phrase of ancient poets. So, if there be any loss or breaking herein, let every man judge of it as they will, for here is nothing which is either absurd or dishonest or anything unworthy to be heard, but only chaste, honest, and godly, which you are about to hear. Whereby you shall try all things, whether they be true or not. And so there be no learned men wanting, which will read and allow his comedies. Unto whose comedy ye seem to obey, whom I see most attentive and heedful, and give great ear here unto. Now, lest that any man by your judgment shall think me to have been long about it, if I hold you here any long time, give ear unto me while I show you the argument of this comedy.
Despite the context of the original text, and the probability that the use of the word comedy isn't aiming for laughs, it is, however, still hard to read this rambling text as anything other than comic. Now, this may be more about the act of translation, which hasn't considered tone, rather than the original authorial intent. Similarly, because we struggled to make it flow in anything other than a slightly rambling way, our performance is more comic than it was originally supposed to be. Oh well, too late now. Sometimes doing it wrong is a very good way of finding out how to do it right. Now for the argument, or the plot.
Holofernes, a captain of the Assyrians, mighty in war and doing many noble acts, compassed the city of Betulia with great siege, the citizens being separated one from another by their strength, desired aid of God. Then they, being vexed with scarceness of water, said they would yield to their enemies unless in 5 days God would help them. As soon as this came unto Juditha her ear, she consulted with Uzziah, her lieutenant. Hereupon she, being breathed by heavenly powers by night, and took her handmaid with her, and went to the tents of her enemies. And she most craftily deceived Holofernes by her feigned deceits, whom, after he being overwhelmed by overmuch drinking of wine immoderately, when she had cut off his head and brought it to the city, by and by the enemies fled away, being frightened with great fear. Then the Israelites, having gotten the victory, gave great praise unto God.
So far, so expected. Judith, or Judifer, as written, will head off the dangers of Holofernes in the most literal way, as per so many paintings. Our translator gets as far as the opening speech by Holofer. Again, the text doesn't land particularly seriously, but it is pretty untidy. Once again, our performer Simon Nader took a shot at it with not much prep.
By Jupiter, it is granted unto me, for whatsoever I do, it happeneth unto me most prosperously. For into what part soever of the world I go with my army, I presently raise great fear and trembling. Neither is there any city anywhere or region valiant an army which can resist against me. For all men, as soon as they hear me to have come and unto me somewhat near unto them, by and by they come unto me, and will yield unto me both themselves, their region's goods and arms, upon which they put their trust, and daily resisting against them, and will ever do it. They give and yield themselves unto me willingly, and in all respects obeying my precepts and commandments, by obtaining the which things truly so happily and valiantly, I think I shall obtain great praise and gorgeous reward, as I have hither unto gotten wonderful great renown and glory for myself and my posterities. Sith that this is the only way for noble and prince-like men, whereby they may never drown nor lose their eternal honour and glory, when the fame of slothful men and cowards dishonestly decayeth with the life which dishonestly I know I have avoided hither unto, and hope I...
And that's it from Judith. I've had a little hunt for the original Latin text, and maybe one day we'll find it and look at it. But probably not. Till that day, Here's the surviving text of this translation of Judith by Cornelius Sconius, possibly translated by Henry Evans, with Rob Meissen as the prologue and Simon Nader as Holofernes. Enjoy.
O ye most worshipful and gentle citizens, all hail unto you, whosoever of you came hither to see these pleasant and joyful comedies hail, on which I will not stay you here with any long speech. But whatsoever we are about to do, we will declare unto you, a comedy being in presence with few words. But who is he which made this comedy? It is one Sconius, a master of our school. For he purposed to show this industry unto you afore this time. Now he declareth another comedy. It is not vain, but also holy and godly, taken out of the Holy Bible. And what vacante soever he had, the scholars being absent, he willingly applied on all that time unto this study. And he thinketh his labour not to be unprofitable unto himself, not unto you unacceptable, if you would dedicate your minds either unto divine learning or unto politic arts. For even as he confesseth his comedy to be far differing from the style and phrase of ancient poets. So, if there be any loss or breaking herein, let every man judge of it as they will. For here is nothing which is either absurd or dishonest or anything unworthy to be heard, but only chaste, honest, and godly, which you are about to hear. Whereby you shall try all things whether they be true or not. And so there be no learned men wanting which will read and allow his comedies. Unto whose comedy ye seem to obey, whom I see most attentive and heedful, and give great ear here unto. Now, lest that any man by your judgment shall think me to have been long about it, if I hold you here any long time, give ear unto me while I show you the argument of this comedy. Holofernes, a captain of the Assyrians, mighty in war and doing many noble acts, compassed the city of Betulia with great siege, the citizens being separated one from another by their strength, desired aid of God. Then they, being vexed with scarceness of water, said they would yield to their enemies unless in 5 days God would help them. As soon as this came unto Judith her ear, she consulted with Uzziah, her lieutenant. Hereupon she, being breathed by heavenly powers by night, and took her handmaid with her, and went to the tents of her enemies. And she most craftily deceived Holofernes by her feigned deceits, whom, after he being overwhelmed by overmuch drinking of wine immoderately, when she had cut off his head and brought it to the city, by and by the enemies fled away, being frightened with great fear. Then the Israelites, having gotten the victory, gave great praise unto God.
By Jupiter, it is granted unto me, for whatsoever I do, it happeneth unto me most prosperously. For into what part soever of the world I go with my army, I presently raise great fear and trembling. Neither is there any city anywhere or region valiant in army which can resist against me. For all men, as soon as they hear me to have come unto me somewhat near unto them, by and by they come unto me, and will yield unto me both themselves, their regions, goods, and arms, upon which they put their trust, and daily resisting against them, and will ever do it. They give and yield themselves unto me willingly, and in all respects obeying my precepts and commandments, by obtaining the which things truly so happily and valiantly, I think I shall obtain great praise and gorgeous reward, as I have hitherunto gotten wonderful great renown and glory for myself and my posterities. Sith that this is the only way for noble and prince-like men, whereby they may never drown nor lose their eternal honour and glory, when the fame of slothful men and cowards dishonestly decayeth with the life which dishonestly I know I have avoided hither unto, and hope I...
In Judith by Cornelius Skoniaz, Rob Meissen was the prologue, and Simon Nader was Holofernes. Fragments is hosted and produced by myself, Robert Crichton. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description.
What do you mean it's badly punctuated? There's no bloody punctuation at all.
Yeah, it's... Do you want to go?